So today's podcast is about duels, D-U-E-L-S. This is not necessarily a star topic, but it is a topic that gives us some insight into the past. It's a pretty curious social convention, social phenomenon that they had back then. In essence, men going out and having a fight, either with guns or swords, and you'll be surprised who gets involved in these. It's not necessarily the people you're thinking of. It's respected politicians, it's men of power and fame, and they're not above doing this. So number one, what a duel is it's about a man's honor. A man would be insulted, and at some point, through the nature of the insult, if he didn't challenge the other guy to a duel, his honor would be permanently damaged. So you've got guys who are very sensitive about maintaining that honor, and some of whom are very combative, who will set up the fights. But a duel could involve guns or swords. And as the duel approached, what would happen is after the insult and the challenge to a duel, is there would become a letter-writing process. And in the course of a month or so, these guys could escalate the trash talk, they could escalate the insults, they could ensure that the duel happened, or they could gradually back down. They could begin to say, hey, I didn't mean to offend you, it wasn't about this or that, and they could back out. Most times, they didn't back out, they went ahead and they had the duel. And so what would happen as they got even closer is they would write letters to their families so that in the event of their death, those letters would go out. And the letters would be about their love for their family, the last things they wanted to say to them in the event of their death. And so they would get sort of those things in order. And certain states would have laws on the books that said, hey, dueling's illegal, you can't have it here. Other states would be more cool about it. So we know that New York was very strict with some of their dueling laws. New Jersey was not as strict. So it's not uncommon for people in New York at this time to go over to New Jersey, to go across the Hudson and have a duel over there. But either way, states had different laws, and many of the states who had laws about duels never really enforced them. Juries wouldn't convict guys concerning duels. And so the law was there, but it really had no effect. Most famous duel in American history involves Alexander Hamilton, our Secretary of the Treasury, who sets up our nation's financial system. Very, very intelligent guy. Also, if I can bring the history to a very short, quick summation, he's also kind of a jerk. And Hamilton and Aaron Burr is the other guy. Aaron Burr and Hamilton were both lawyers in New York, and years of working against each other in different cases, sometimes that would sort of involve family that were close to them, and different things come up over the years, and they go from being friends to bitter enemies. And so with Hamilton and Burr, Burr literally gets to within one vote of the presidency, and Hamilton ensures that he does not get the votes necessary to get there. So Aaron Burr will go from being one vote away from being president to knowing, after he's lost it, that Alexander Hamilton played poison the well on him and that he'll never be president now, and it's Hamilton's fault. So his honor and his anger leads him to challenge Hamilton to a duel. Alexander Hamilton enters into this duel with a reluctance to duel in the first place. Hamilton's son had died in a duel in New Jersey, at Weehawken, New Jersey. Just going out and fighting like this, and it had created in Hamilton this fear of duels and this reluctance to do it. Either way, though, he's kind of got to go through with this one. And so when Hamilton goes out there and he and Burr meet on the field, they will turn, they will fire, except for Hamilton holds his shot. And when Burr shoots, it's going to kill Hamilton there on the battlefield. What we know is that is that after Hamilton's death, Aaron Burr, who was one vote from being president, is literally going to run to the wilderness of Kentucky. His life, his political life, etc., it's all basically over. He may have won the duel, but he doesn't really win in the big sense. So there's many duels like this. That's the most famous. Famous for dueling also is Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson, who will become president, is famous for having a wickedly hot temper. Jackson actually fights 103 duels. And going back to Hamilton and Burr, most duels weren't fatal because the pistols that they used, the flintlocks, were incredibly inaccurate. So 103 duels, Hamilton's most famous is he's challenged to one by a guy named Andrew Dickinson. And they meet out on the field, and Dickinson's already killed 26 guys in duels, which is pretty exceptional. But Jackson's going to go ahead and do this anyway. They go out there, and Jackson's a bad shot. This guy's a fast shot. This guy takes the shot. It hits Andrew Jackson right in the chest. Smoke comes out of the chest. It breaks two ribs, and the bullet lodges near Andrew Jackson's heart. It would be there for the rest of Jackson's life, for the next 40 years. Jackson holds his pistol steady, and you know, Andrew Dickinson like yells out, "Has he not been shot?" And Jackson holds his pistol steady, takes aim, fires, and kills Dickinson there on the spot. Another guy who would surprise you is going to be Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln one time fought a duel with swords. He chose swords intentionally because Lincoln, with his height and with the length of his arms and legs, held an advantage over the other guy. He had greater reach. Sometimes in those duels, they'd go kind of to the first cut. And either way, Lincoln's going to survive that and going to go on to become president. But what the whole dueling thing illustrates to us is that socially, this was in many ways an acceptable practice back then. In other ways, it was also condemned. A lot of preachers preached against it. They said this is an unacceptable form of violence. God wouldn't support this. So guys, thank you for listening to this one. There's not going to be any sort of quiz that's connected to this on Edmodo. If you have any questions, direct message me at Edmodo or shoot me an email, gsmitchey@ccisd.net. Thank you.